Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here, too. Jeffrey is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's an outstanding expert and advocate for small office, home office, home-based business, micropreneur, whatever you want to call yourself. If you're a little teeny tiny company, Jeff is your friend. And whether you're talking about technology or marketing or just getting through the day, he's the guy that can help you. He's the author of Safe at Home. He's the author of Home Office Know-How. He's the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting. So many books, I hurt myself carrying them in here. He's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for that intro, and the check is in the mail.
Just like your mother wrote it.
Just like my mama wrote it. There you go.
It's good to have you back.
And, always great to be with you.
What kind of news you got for us to get the new year kicked off?
Well, what's interesting is we sort of, every year we look at what's new and what's going on in the world of home office. And then one thing that I had sent out a resolution 2 weeks ago, and I like you, have an electronic magazine that we send out, and mine goes out roughly every week to 9 days. I try and keep it on a regular schedule, but sometimes life gets in the way.
Every week to 9 days, try to keep it on a regular schedule. Is that right?
Exactly. So it's I resolved it. I admitted that I'm not big on resolutions. I'm not, you know, wholly overweight. I don't drink too much. I don't have too many bad habits, although you might want to ask my wife on that one. But for the most part, I said I'm going to resolve to have, you know, I'm going to resolve to have one resolution, and that's diligence. And that's diligence in all facets of my life and work, whether it's diligence in work, diligence in collections, diligence in new business marketing, diligence in delivering good product. You know, if there's one word that could define my work in the coming year, that would be it. And then one of the things I've also resolved to do is to be diligent in putting out my electronic magazine, because I get a lot of good feedback from people, and a lot of people who are saying, I really dig what you say, you touched a nerve this week, it's very important, you know, what you're saying. And so, you know, just trying to keep the message flowing to people, and whether it results in work or exposure or any otherwise positive benefits that are tangible, it's often those intangibles, like just people saying, hey, you know what, you motivated me this week, thank you. And
sometimes,
that's often what it's all
sometimes
about.
That kind of connection comes in on a day when you really needed it, doesn't it?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well,
and you never know what people are doing, where they're at in their lives, and they may just need that one little, hey, me too. You know, that little kick in the pants, or that acknowledgement of they're not alone in what they're doing, what they're trying to accomplish. And if Haas Home Office Success Stories, my electronic magazine, can help people with that, then I'm proud to be able to help.
Well, and it's a good one too, as I said earlier, and I congratulate you on the work that you do with it, Jeff.
That's what
we're trying to do here is, you know, I don't have any delusions or illusions of what we do here, you and me and the other folks who join us, of being something where, you know, every sentence that comes out of our mouth is golden. But you'd like to think that something that happens during the day, something that our audience, whether they're reading or listening or whatever, that sometime during the day, something you say is a little piece of the puzzle, maybe even a subliminal piece of the puzzle, that helps them to be a little more successful. And I think that's what happens, because as you say, we hear back from folks who say that's the case. I want to talk about this word diligence, though. What is the? Tell me how that manifests. Tell me what that looks like.
I would say that if you looked at that diligence as a concept, you know what? Think of apathy as if diligence is one pole, is one extreme, maybe apathy or laziness would be the other. So, for example, a client is late in paying. You know, I'll call them tomorrow. You know what? They're 31 days, they're 35 days, they're 40 days. You know, they're pushing it. I'll give them a call tomorrow. That's sort of apathy. That's laziness. Diligence is, I'm going to call the client at 25 days, especially if it's a new client or if it's a client who's historically been late. I'm just going to let them know, you know what? I filed my work for you. You liked it. You've got the invoice sitting there. Just want to see if there's, you know, if I can expect a check at this time or that time. Now, different people may have different points of view. And if you have a client who's historically, you know, you get the check between 30 and 35 days, and maybe you don't need to do that. But I have one client who's historically late. So when I, you know, when 10 days out comes around, I will send them an email or call and say, okay, what's the status? Am I going to see payment? You know, because it truly is the squeaky wheel with some clients who get the grease. And if it's something that if it's a client, if you're in a situation, you know, my business waxes and wanes, and there's certain clients that I tolerate this from because they do pay, and it'll end up being a pretty nice chunk of change come the end of the year when you look back over your billings. You know, I'm not about to bail on them, but by the same token, it might just need a little bit more of push, a little bit more, just a nudge in the back just to say, hey,
well, you know there's a couple of things along that line that I think maybe diligence would look like, and that would be that we come up with a system and we say, okay, you know, maybe I won't wait till 25 days to call them. Maybe I'll come up with some kind of a little email note, you know, something very, very simple. Hey, I just want to make sure you got my invoice 2 weeks ago, and you know, look forward to you know, the rest of our transaction or something like that.
Right.
And then if you haven't heard in 25 days, then you say, you know, hey, just following up again on that email I sent you 2 weeks ago about my invoice. My point is, maybe coming up with the right words and the right system, the right mechanism, helps you to be more diligent, because I think what happens, Jeff, sometimes, if we go too long, we actually put ourselves into a bind in our own mind.
Right.
Well, you know what? I'm a little irritated that they haven't paid, and I want them to pay me, but I don't want it to come across when I talk to them about it.
Right.
I don't want them to think I'm irritated, even though I am irritated.
Right. Exactly.
My point is,
well, it's a fine line.
Maybe diligence could actually be not just your intention, but your tools and your tips. I mean, your the system you use. What do you think?
Well, I completely agree, because I have gotten into that. I have one client who pays, again, they pay well, and they pay relatively timely. But when I invoice, where with most invoices I say, you know, I have a note, and all invoices, it has a note, please reply to acknowledge receipt. This one person never replies. And while it could take less than a week to get payment, sometimes it takes longer.
Those are the people you charge more.
Exactly.
They're more trouble. I've got another idea about that I want to talk about when we come back, and we're going to talk about some other ways to use diligence in your small business right after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you can, and I think it will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful because of all the features and the resources and the human beings who are represented there, including our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Lots of good stuff there, and you can subscribe to my free newsletter right there on the website. You can also subscribe to my blog. And Jeffrey mentioned earlier his newsletter, his e-zine, which comes every week or so, every week to 10 days or so. And as I said before, I'm a longtime subscriber of Jeff's work, and I recommend it to you. And yours is free as well, isn't it, Jeff?
Mine is free. You just got to tolerate it coming in your inbox and give it a little time for a read.
Go to
www.chiefhomeofficer.com. And then at the top, you'll see subscribe to Haas for home office success stories.
Check it out when you can. And the books are available there, too, aren't they?
Yes, they are. The books are, and we also have them as digital downloads as well.
Every home-based business owner should have Safe at Home. Now, I know that's not your newest book, but I think that may be one of your most important books,
yeah.
I think, Jeffrey.
And I think that
because it's evergreen. It's evergreen. It just keeps giving.
Yeah, it's one of those titles that when you talk about home office, when you talk about computer security, when you talk about battery backup, when you talk about the storms that came through the Gulf Coast in Florida and hit our home and our neighborhood and our region this past hurricane season, you talk about anything that can disrupt business lightly or catastrophically. A lot of that is in there. And I think that more than going out and buying a book to tell you about all the different things, I think the key message of that book is kind of like as we were talking just a moment ago, you know, a little piece of the puzzle, a little nugget of wisdom. Just be thinking about these things that can help your business. So if it's from a safety and security point of view, if it's from a motivational, inspirational point of view, if you know that come Monday, Tuesday, you need that kick in the pants to get you up and going, then maybe go out there and look for e-zines or some inspiration or a website that gives you some insights, some tips, just some ideas to get you going, get you started.
Especially
get
the more micro you are, the more you need that kind of outside connection, no question about it. You know, another thing, we were talking about the diligence earlier, and the and you mentioned, and I just want to say one more thing about collections, which I think that is a big deal for especially for the micropreneur, because they're probably not all that good at it, or if they, and when I say all that good at it, that might not mean that they're not asking soon enough. It might mean they're asking too soon.
Right.
You know, you can be not good at it and doing it wrong both ways.
Right.
But what I was going to say is, and I actually have done this, Jeffrey. When I was a consultant full time, I would actually tell my clients, look, I'm a small business. That means I'm undercapitalized, and when I give you my invoice, I expect it to be paid within 10 days. I don't want to become part of your accounts payable. We'll pay that in 45 days, kind of thing.
Right.
And some consultants got paid, they like to bill twice a month. Well, you can't. That's not the cycle of most businesses.
Right.
Once a month is the billing cycle. So you got to do it on a monthly basis. But the thing is I told them up front how I expected to be paid. And you know what? They always did it.
Well, if you lay out your expectations.
Yep.
In as much as they could come back and say, Jim, that's great, but you know what? We pay on 30 days.
Yep.
So that's just the way it is. And businesses,
I never had anybody to tell me that.
Right. Well, I have some who do. I have some. I have a mixed bag. I have one of my clients who, when I invoice electronically, they pay electronically, and I'm usually paid within anywhere between 2 to. You know, it's sort of like as I publish, a week to 9 days. They pay within 2 to 8 days, depending on the cycle where I catch the person who's filing.
Well, and that's called cash flow. Some pay early, some pay on time, some pay late. But the main thing is you can't afford in your small business to be part of the 45-day cycle.
Exactly.
All right, let's talk about what else diligence might look like. What would be another example of diligence?
Well, diligence, you know, again, touches in so many different areas. Diligence can be waking up in the morning and being diligent in getting to your office or doing the work that you do. For example, in my work, I get into the office. You know, I put in some hours before the kids get up. Okay, so my deal is being diligent in setting up a habit that works for me, but also as a home officer, and it's the e-zine I wrote most recently, talking about we have no steadfast and true habits as home officers, at least in my case, except for not having one. So you know it can be business development, going out to a meeting once a week or once every 2 weeks, or a reception or a party or going meeting with clients, inviting the client.
It could be rising above yourself, Jeffrey, because sometimes we say we know that we've got the mixer at the Chamber of Commerce and we just can't make ourselves go.
Right.
And you have to say, you know what? And you know what? You know how I deal with that? I say to myself, something good will come of my going there.
Right.
And I have that attitude. And you know what the Pygmalion effect is? If you believe it will be good, it'll have a lot greater chance of being good. If you believe it'll be bad, it will be bad.
Right. Well, I went through that this time last year when I was ramping up my new year, and I said, I just got to get out more.
Yeah.
I think that I'd had a good previous year, but not as strong as I wanted. I started getting out more as a journalist for the local Metro Daily. I'm asked frequently to go MC events or to judge events, and so I do that. It gets me out, gets me into people's spaces, and it invariably results in, if not just, if not good work, or more work, it results in good juju.
That's what I always admire. That's what I always envy about you down there in South Florida, Jeffrey. You get to judge all those bikini contests. Congratulations on that one. Jeffrey, thank you for being here, buddy. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Always great to be with you, Jim.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, ChiefHomeOfficer.com. Quick break, right back with Rich Galen. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.